certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Monday, March 28th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260. Hit me up on Twitter at Hernan Salas _. How you doing out there? It's game day. Like always, download the podcast. Appreciate all the downloads and all the support. Like, thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day, free and available on all platforms. And today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. Today on the pod, we're just going to break down the embarrassment by the Edmonton Oilers on Saturday night, and we'll also tee up tonight's game as it's game day. And hear from Jay Woodcroft as he spoke with the media earlier today. How you doing, Oilers Nation? Yeah, it wasn't a good one on Saturday. Let's get right to it. The Edmonton Oilers fall 9-5. Nine. Now, yes, exciting game. 5 goals in the first. What was it? 6 in the second. 3 more in the third by the opposing team. It was fun. Leon Draisaitl, the good, hit the hat trick. Good. The power play, really good. 3-for-5. The PK, excellent. 4-for-4. And that's about it. That's about it. The bad. Well, no, and they scored the first goal. I mean, we were like, all right, first shift. The new guy, Derek Brassard, second as an Oiler. The boys are rolling. But man, oh man, did it turn ugly in a hurry for this team. For me, the number one reason, the decor was atrocious. Atrocious. Starting, for me, Cody Ceci, Darnell Nurse, -5 Cody Ceci, -4 Darnell Nurse. They were awful in this game. Absolutely awful. Bouchard, not too far behind them. Kulak was bad, -3. Duncan Keith was bad. He was a +1, though. And the best defenseman on this night, and I'm not even kidding you, was Tyson Barrie. He was. Played 301 on the PK, 441 on the power play, 2357. The only defenseman over 20 minutes. Second reason, you don't get goaltending. You don't get a save. And yes, they were hung out to dry. But you know what? When your team is not on its game and they're playing crappy, 5-on-5 or whatever it is, NHL goalies are paid to make those saves when your team's not on it, to make the big saves. And the Oilers don't get any of that. Mikko Koskinen, 5 goals on 12 shots. Terrible. 583 save percentage. Mike Smith, 4 goals on 26 shots. 846. Both guys were bad. Bad. And yes, I know it wasn't all on them. And that's why they're reason number two. They're not reason number one. Reason number three, 5-on-5, man. Absolutely gong show of a game. Your top boys, Draisaitl, who had a hat trick, -4. That's unbelievable. Evander Kane, -4. Connor McDavid, -4. Zach Hyman, -4. Yamamoto, -2. Like, it is truly unbelievable, man. I've never seen a team, in at least recent memory, give up 9 even strength goals to your provincial rivals. That's as embarrassing as it gets. Embarrassing as it gets. And yes, the Oilers, hey, you score 5 goals on Jacob Markstrom and the Calgary Flames, you should be winning that damn game. This is crazy. Courtesy of my boy, Brian Swain. The Oilers allow 9 even strength goals on Saturday, time for most in franchise history. In all 3 of those games, they have had a hat trick. So Saturday, 9-5, Draisaitl, 3 goals. 1986 against Toronto, they lost 11-9. Gretzky had a hat trick. 1982 versus Quebec, they lost 9-7. Gretzky had a hat trick. How unbelievable. And I think it's only the second time in their history that they gave up 9 even strength goals. Like, that's bad, guys. Like, 9 is bad no matter what, but sometimes you have power plays mixed in or a shorthanded penalty shot, some crazy shit like that. But to sit here and be like 9 even strength goals when your team is completely healthy. Remember before the game, everybody was tweeting out, look at the difference in their last loss to Calgary to now. Oh, man. Yeah, this group was not much better. And it's getting tighter. So what did you think? I mean, I worked the post-game show. I worked today. People are still upset. Listen, Nurse CC, I've named all the guys that were bad. A lot of guys, no one was good. Let's be honest. Outside of maybe Nuge. But I'm not going to sit here and say, you got to sit Nurse. You got to sit Boucher. Now, is he hurt, Darnell Nurse? I know a lot of people are throwing that out there. He might be because I've never seen him play this bad. He's atrocious. CC and Nurse, in the last 13 goals against the Edmonton Oilers, starting when Dallas scored those two quick ones to win the game last week. The last 13 goals against the Oilers, CC and Nurse have been on the ice for 8 of those. Is it all their fault? No, there's lazy forwards, there's bad goaltending. But your top pair can't be giving up 8. Can't be on the ice for 8 of your last 13 goals against. That's just unheard of. You can't. They're playing together tonight. We'll get to that coming up. But man, that was ugly. There's no other way to put it. Don't sugarcoat it. We got some callers. I heard people on Twitter and all that saying, it wasn't that bad, guys. Like, we were still in. Well, it was bad. 9 goals against, even strength? Come on. Come on. And some of the most embarrassing ones, like Bouchard. I mean, it sucks to laugh, but it was funny. Like, he was, I don't even know what he was doing. I mean, Nurse, just not the Kulak. Holy smokes. Like, just wasn't a good night. All right, coming up next, we'll start looking ahead, and I'll give you some standings updates as it's getting close. The Oilers can't mess around anymore, so, and stop with Stuart Skinner. He is not coming up. Do I agree with it? Hell no. But he's not coming up, so stop it. No. Stop it. They haven't called him up to this point. After that debacle on Saturday, what makes you think they're going to call him up? Come on. Maybe a loss tonight? Maybe. All right. More here on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. This is the time of year that I've pretty much given up on all my New Year's resolutions, but not this year. I'm sticking to my resolution to eat right thanks to Built Bar. It almost feels like it's not really a resolution because I actually enjoy eating them. Have you tried the Puffs? If you haven't, you're missing out on one of Built Bar's best tasting bars. Puffs are the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. They're fluffy, they're marshmallowy, they're not just a protein bar, they're a treat, and they're covered in 100% real chocolate. At Built Bar, they're all about the taste. They make it taste delicious first, then figure out how to make it healthy, and I don't know how, but they pull it off every time. Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I'm your host, Hernan Salas. Okay, no more Calgary game. That one's done. It's ugly. Throw it away. It's in the pooper. Let's move on to Arizona, who they get tonight. They're coming off a 2-1 loss to the Winnipeg Jets last night. So the Oilers, again, getting another team on a back-to-back. They didn't work Saturday. Will it work tonight? We will wait and see on that. Let's look at that before I get to the lines and all that stuff. Let's look at the standings, okay? Pacific Division, Calgary, 88 leads. Los Angeles, second with 81. Oilers sit third at 77 points, 36-25-5. They have 66 games played. In the Central, Colorado first, Minnesota second, Nashville third at 80 points. Your wild cards, one from each division. St. Louis, 79, has the first one. Vegas, 76, has the second wild card spot. Oilers have 2 games in hand on the Vegas Golden Knights, 1 game in hand on the LA Kings. Calgary's going. I am not even worried about Calgary. Outside looking in, Dallas, 75 points. Winnipeg, 74 points. Vancouver, 73 points. Oilers have games in hand on 1 on Winnipeg and Vancouver. Dallas has 2 games in hand on the Oilers. It's getting dicey. The Oilers got to take care of the Pacific Division. That's it. Just maintain yourself in the top 3 and you're fine. Vancouver playing well, really well on the road, but let's see if they can kind of fall off here. Same with Winnipeg. They've won 2 straight. Dallas coming off a loss. Not too worried about them, but the Oilers just, games like tonight are the ones you have to. And everybody here today at the station, I saw a lot of listeners. We just did the 2 guys. Everybody's 6-1, 5-2, 8-1. I mean, have we not watched this team? Seriously, have we not? Like, I wouldn't put anything past the 17 Oilers. Can they crap the bed tonight? 100% they can. Can they come out and put up an 8-1 score? Yes, they can. Can they win 4-3? Yeah, 2-1. Yeah, can they win in a shootout? Yeah, lose all those scenarios? Yeah. These are the Edmonton Oilers. They haven't shown us this season that they're a consistent team that will beat up on the bat. Yeah, they had a good run lately. They beat Buffalo, beat New Jersey, teams they lost to previously this season. But, I mean, if they're going to come in here and sleepwalk into this game, and that's what I want to see. I want to see the response after the game that you gave up 9 even strength goals, where Johnny Gaudreau, I don't think, was touched once. I want to see the response. And goaltending's always up in the air. Hopefully it's just average. because if it's just average, the Oilers have a good chance. But it's Mikko Koskinen getting the start tonight, and the trust level on him and Mike Smith is not high. Mikko Koskinen's given up 3 or more goals in 7 of his last 8 outings. If you think that's good goaltending and want to keep pointing out his record, I'll show you his stats that matter. He's not a very good goaltender, and the Oilers never know what they're going to get. So they got to be sharp defensively,
sure,
because, well, goaltending is a wild card. Let's get to your lines. Couple changes. Interesting. So they split up the hot line of Yamamoto, Kane, and McDavid. I don't like that, but whatever. So it's Kane, McDavid, Puljujarvi, who for me is not playing very well, but hopefully he gets a bump there. Second line is Hyman, Draisaitl, Yamamoto. Third line is Brassard, Nuge, and Archibald, who draws back in. And your fourth line is Fogle, McLeod, and Derek Ryan, who also makes his return to the lineup, meaning Shore and Cassian are out. Decor stays the same. Nurse with CeCe, Keith with Bouchard, Kulak with Barry, and like I said, Koskinen gets the start tonight. And I mean, I probably would have not split up that top line, but I get what Jay Woodcroft's doing. He's trying to get some other guys going. Just give him a different look, right? So that's all good for me. I'd probably take Fogle out. I think this guy does absolutely nothing out there outside of skate. I probably would have kept Shoren. I think he's played well. At least he's produced. He's a fourth line guy, but he's produced. Cassian just hasn't figured it out. So again, not a big deal. Fogle, sure. I mean, really, but that's probably about it. As for the Arizona Coyotes, nothing coming from their camp, courtesy of Twitter, obviously. But this is what they rolled last night. Clayton Keller with Alex Galchenyuk and Nick Schmaltz. Lawson Krause with Boyd and Phil Kessel. Third line, Hayton, Carcone, and Maselli. And then your fourth line is Nick Ritchie, Jay Beagle, and Louis Erickson. Defensively, Jane Gottesbear with Dyson Mayo. Cam Dineen with Anton Strahlman. Kyle Capobianco with Vladislav Kolyachanuk, something like that. Yeah, I never heard of that guy. And then I know Vishmelka went last night. They might get Joseph Coronar. I just read you the lineup, and this is from yesterday's game. There might be a few tweaks, but the Tenors can't screw around tonight. They have to win this game. And so far, so good this season. They've already played twice this season. Back on October 21st, the Oilers won 5-1. That was in Arizona, and also in Arizona back on November 24th. The Oilers also picked up a 5-3 win. So here's hoping. The Oilers need to start banking these points. 2 big games this week, LA, St. Louis. So this one has to be 2 points. It absolutely has to be 2 points. All right, coming up next, we'll get to Jay Woodcroft as he spoke with the media prior to tonight's game against the Arizona Coyotes. This is the Locked On Oilers Podcast. I'm Hernan Sal. Right back here on the Locked On Oilers Podcast. Last segment, so why am I talking like a robot? Just some news to pass along the Oilers. Chris Russell wasn't on the ice, and the Oilers just sent this out to the media. Let me pull it up here. Yeah, he's in COVID protocol, wasn't feeling well. That's what Jay Woodcroft said as well. So if anyone was looking for a defensive shakeup, it's not going to happen tonight. And we'll see. He's giving the guys an opportunity to bounce back, that's for sure. So let's get to Jay Woodcroft and just let's start it off with what was the approach in the last 24 hours as they prep for this big game tonight?
Day off for the players yesterday. We met as a coaching staff and digested that game that we saw. Came up with a plan for a meeting for our team this morning and went out and had a good pregame skate. So that was our process.
Talked about it a lot. It's just the poor defensive effort by the Edmonton Oilers, by everyone. The forwards, the defensemen, goalies couldn't make a save. But Jay Woodcroft was specifically asked about the backtracking of his team, well, especially in that last game.
Well, I think that last game wasn't to the standard that we've set over the last 5 weeks or so. And, that game occurred 40 hours ago or so. I don't even know what the exact number would be, but about 40 hours ago. We're going to take it for the growth opportunity that it represents. And our focus and concentration is on a very structured Arizona Coyotes team tonight.
And just some few lineup changes here. Here is head coach just on Archibald in for Cassian. And Jesse swapping with Yamo, especially because that first line with Yamo and Kane and McDavid has been so hot. Here's the head coach.
I think the game on Saturday night it's not pointing fingers at anybody. I think we have 14 NHL forwards at our disposal right now, and when we didn't have success in our previous game, it opens the door to shuffle the deck a little bit, and where Josh Archibald will be in tonight. Same reasoning, just we didn't like the result that we got on Saturday night, and we shuffled the deck on our right side.
Right, guys, that was Jay Woodcroft from the Edmonton Oilers. Important games tonight. Vancouver's in St. Louis, so you probably want St. Louis to win that one. LA's taking on the Kraken. Man, they're getting some easy games there, but they're taking care of business. Hopefully the Kraken pull that one out. Chicago's in Buffalo, nothing game. And then Washington, Carolina, two heavyweights going toe-to-toe there. Well, Connor McDavid hit 100 points tonight. We're getting too ahead of ourselves. He's at 97. Leon's at 94 to lead the NHL, followed by Gaudreau and Huberto at 90, and then Austin Matthews in fifth with 83. But Connor McDavid, there's a good chance he could get 100. That'd be truly, truly freaking amazing. I mean, well, he is amazing. And this team needs to get going here. That would be, what, his fifth 100-point season. He would have had more. It's a COVID shortened season. He was at 97 then. So Connor McDavid going for 100 points tonight. But more importantly, I think for Oilers fans and for me, just win the damn game. That's all you need is 2 points. And this game should not be close. You should not be sweating in the third period. But from what we know and what we've seen from this team, that's never out of the realm of possibility here. So we'll wait and see. 7:30, late one here in the City of Champions, and I'll be back with the post-game show with Tommy Gazzola on 1260. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Hopefully there's a better effort tonight by your Edmonton Oilers than what we saw on Saturday. And 2 points, baby. That's all that matters. I don't care how you get it done. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Just 2 points, and let's keep climbing so this team can get into the playoffs. All right. Like always, thank you for the downloads. Download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all episodes. Hit me up on Twitter at HernanSalas_. And we'll chat tomorrow. We'll break down what we saw tonight from Rogers Place versus the Arizona Coyotes. So we'll have some fun with that. For my producer, Juanito, on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man. Talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game. Go Oilers. We'll chat tomorrow.